10th Avenue North on Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And it's so good to know that there is a spot at the table in God's house for each and every one of us. Hey, I know it's Monday. It feels a little bit like a Monday, at least for me, but, you know, I've got reasons for that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are reasons to celebrate today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a few.
What day is it?
Well, I feel like I'm already into October mode, but it's not October yet.
No.
It's September 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And there are holidays today to celebrate. That's how we do the What Day Is a Game.
Okay.
So I took a look at the list of all the holidays that I could find for today, picked two that are real, and then I made one up. And you and Beth are going to guess the fake day, which is the day that Ryan made up today.
Okay.
Out of the gate, we got National Coffee Day.
Oh, joy.
Just brewing up a delicious cup of Joe.
You can have it.
I've got it over here. Yeah.
Not my day.
I have four different ways to make coffee at my house.
Oh. Mm. You can have them. Not a fan.
Maybe you just have it. I know you've tried it.
People have tried.
Yeah.
I had a guy who tried so hard to get me to drink coffee, and he made this concoction, and I know the majority of it was milk.
And sugar.
and all that other stuff. Probably just had a little bit of coffee at the bottom, and I tried it, and...
So you probably don't, you don't even like anything chocolate flavored. I mean, coffee flavored. Not really.
There have been a couple things that I've liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love the smell.
Okay.
I can do the smell.
Well, that's the start. I
mean, yeah, yeah.
Smells connected to taste.
It was really interesting because this wedding that I was at this weekend, my cousin married an Italian woman, and she made a tiramisu as one of the desserts, which was amazing. And
that's got coffee stuff in it.
Oh, boy, did it. It was very good.
Yeah.
But that was the closest thing you'll ever get me to have coffee.
Just put it in a mug, the tiramisu in a mug, and it's your coffee.
Yeah.
Then we also have National Attend Your Grandchild's Birthday.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't the party. This is the birth.
The actual
attend the birth. Come to the birth.
Sure.
One of our children, both the grandmothers, sat in on the birth.
Really?
I think it was Glory. And it was kind of an accident. Like, they just ended up in there and... And Chris is like, you can stay. All right.
Here comes the kid.
Here comes the baby.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
Interesting.
And then National Spill the Beans Day.
Mm.
Spill the beans. Tell all your secrets.
Okay.
This is interesting. The phrase spill the beans comes from an old voting method in Greece where they'd cast their votes in beans. If anyone knocked over the container, the results were revealed early, literally spilling the beans. I did not know that. So...
Okay.
I don't know beans about ancient Greece voting. Anyhow.
No.
So there's your options for what it's worth.
Sure.
National Coffee Day.
Coffee or attend a birth or spill the beans. Sure.
Yeah. The only one on here that's like, well, I guess beans is food. I was going to say there isn't really a food focused one.
No.
Like usual.
No. Not really. Oh, the only one I really believe is like safe is Coffee Day.
You think Coffee Day is safe?
Yeah. I mean, especially with this being a Monday, I mean, I know that doesn't mean a whole lot, but yeah, this would be a good
sometimes
National Coffee
September
Day.
29th isn't on a Monday.
I know.
It is this
but
year.
I mean, this year.
And
this
appropriately.
Would be, I know. It's like the perfect marketing campaign for a Monday. Wow.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's coffee deals out there today.
I almost guarantee it. Probably.
Huh.
Okay, so National Spill the Beans Day, National Attend Your Grandchild's Birth.
If that's a real day.
Day. If they're real.
Yeah.
If they're real. I'm going to say you made up National Spill the Beans Day. Really?
I was hovering over that. I figured you were going to go there. Yeah. I made that up. It's not real.
Huh.
It's not a day at all. One of the ones that I made up entirely.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that means National Attend Your Grandchild's Birthday.
It's real.
Is real.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Here's the thing. How do you know your grandchild is going to be born today?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you have to be in the same town when they head to the hospital.
How do you know? I don't.
I mean, that you. It depends. I mean, that first child can take a whole day to deliver, so they've got time to get there.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a real day. It's today. Now,
I mean, both of them are.
It's kind of hard to celebrate unless you're like, yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, the due date has to be close
perfect.
To the day, and like, I want to celebrate this day. Hurry up and have the baby.
Yes. And note that I did not even choose that day.
Yeah,
it's the one you made up because
you picked spilled
because
beans.
Spill the beans in ancient Greece. That doesn't sound right at all.
I do think that is where the phrase comes from, but yeah. Anyway, so National Tender Child's Grandchild's Birthday. I guess just go to the party if it's today. But again, what a weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell us this morning if
your
grandchild was born today and you were there. I'd be curious.
Just go have some coffee.
Yeah.
And or if you're Beth, go have some tiramisu.
There you go.
Here's Love's Got Away from Andrew Rip, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.